You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 27. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Cities Skylines Remastered. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, I would love it if you would take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. So I am a child of the 80s, so some of my favorite memories from being a kid are when we would go to the neighborhood video store on a Friday night and we would rent some movies or video games for the week, or, you know, oftentimes old WrestleMania videos. There was this thrill to it, rushing to that wall of new releases to, you know, when you know that there's a certain movie that had just come out, hoping that they would still have a copy, or searching through the boxes of NES games, hoping to find that cool game that you read about in Nintendo Power. In the age of Netflix and Redbox and digital downloads, though, those rental store experiences are a thing of the past. Almost. Next month, Video Universe in Robbinsdale, Minnesota will be closing its doors for good. It is the last video store in the Twin Cities, and it's a place that I remember visiting countless times during mostly the 80s and 90s. So I decided recently that I needed to go back and visit my old stomping grounds one last time. And I was somewhat surprised to see that the store remains largely unchanged from the last time I visited it decades ago. Walking through the doors, I freely admit to getting a little bit emotional. Think back to the places that meant a lot to you as a kid, whether it was the local arcade or a comic book store that you loved or wherever. Those places from your youth are tied to, you know, it's a simpler time when we were kids. And just think of what it would be like to go back to one of those places one more time, you know, a place that doesn't exist anymore. That's what this was like, except that it had never left. It's always been there, but I had moved on. And going back, it was as if not a single day had passed in 25 years. The same toys and action figures were lined up on top of the shelves. The same movie posters that have always been there for Jaws and Raiders of the Lost Ark hanging in the window. And the same adult section hidden behind a curtain in the back that even to this day at 45 years old brought on that same muscle memory reaction from when I was 10 of like, oh man, I'm not supposed to be back here. They even still had stacks and stacks of VHS movies for rent lining the bottom rows. I don't know who's coming around still renting VHS movies, but bless them. I know I sound like an old fart when I try and tell my kids how cool and special these places were. You know, it's something that they don't get out of flipping through the thousands of options on Disney Plus. And yeah, I'm old. But these places were special and are special, the few that are, you know, still around. Video Universe was a time capsule to my childhood spent watching crappy movies like Ghoulies or Last Action Hero or reliving WrestleMania 2 or trying to finish Double Dragon before having to return it on Sunday night or else you're going to have to pay a late fee. I'm sad to see it and stores like it go, but I'm also very grateful to have gotten one last chance to go roam the aisles. This past weekend, I was trying to find a game to play in between wrapping up Hogwarts Legacy and starting Resident Evil 4, which comes out tomorrow. So I did what I normally do in those kind of situations. I went to Game Pass and I checked out a few games. I played some Kart Riders Drift, which is a pretty decent little free-to-play kart racer, which if you like those kind of games, you should check it out. I jumped back in to Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, a game that I'd played in the past, but I wanted to go see if something would click this time and make me enjoy it, and it didn't. And then I downloaded the new Cities Skylines Remastered. So I've liked SimCity games before, and it seemed like the kind of chill, turn-your-brain-off kind of game that would be perfect for a weekend afternoon. Well, since downloading it this past Saturday, I have now spent over 20 hours in it. I have started my fourth city, and I am constantly thinking about this game when I'm not playing it. Coming at this game as someone who has only really kind of dabbled in management sims over the past few decades, City Skylines strikes me very much as an evolution of that original SimCity formula. You start out by choosing a map, you name your town, and at least in this new version of the game, you can toggle on or off cheat codes for things like unlimited money, all the buildings unlocked, and so on. I like that it has those things, but I decided to try things out the old-fashioned way and work my way to mayoral success. You then go about placing your roads and zoning areas, you know, for residential, commercial, industrial buildings, and you'll need to set up sources of water and electricity and make those connections, build police stations, hospitals, on and on and on, all the very familiar tasks for city building games. Some cool tweaks and additions that I hadn't seen before are the ability to draw certain districts within your city, and then you can name them, give them a distinct visual style, and allow you to pass ordinances specific to that area, like requiring this one to all the buildings to have smoke detectors and legalizing marijuana. Or this other district, there's no pets allowed or no smoking allowed. There's also countless buildings and features to add to your metropolis, like an above or underground metro system. There are green energy options like solar power and a recycling center, and all sorts of buildings for education and healthcare. There are really just so many options that no two cities will ever look the same. And all of those options are also kind of a problem for me because I'm the kind of guy who likes things to be perfect when playing these kind of games. So the further I get into the game, the more I am seeing things that I think, oh, I can do better the next time, or I should have done things this way originally, which is why I've now restarted my city 3 times. Like how I initially, I built only 2-lane roads around my entire city, which I thought was fine until it grew and all of a sudden traffic was becoming a big problem. And so I want to make my roads bigger. But the problem is, you know, I like, you know, most people, you are building your, you know, the houses and all your buildings like right up against the roads. So there's no room to expand and make a 4-lane road. So I keep running into things like that, and it leads me to keep restarting my city to make it better the next time. But thankfully, you know, doing this in the gameplay loop is so much fun that I really haven't minded. So after 20 plus hours, I'm pretty happy with how New Auntsy is coming along. I've got a beautiful downtown with towering skyscrapers. I've got a sports district with a state-of-the-art football stadium. And next, I'm going to start working on my lakefront neighborhood, complete with a pier and restaurants. As soon as I figure out how to clean all the pollution out of that lake, because I have been pumping wastewater into it the entire time, so it's kind of gross. City Skylines Remastered. It seems like the ultimate package for city building fans. They've got like over a dozen DLC that you can get on top of the impressive amount of features included. So you will likely lose dozens of hours like I have building your dream city. All right, I'm going to go back to play. All this week, I have been seeing loads of friends of mine and industry folks making their way to both GDC and PAX East. And while there's definitely, you know, a part of me that thinks, you know, man, it would be fun to be there. Honestly, a bigger part of me is completely fine not going and just staying home. I've done the convention thing. I've run around E3, you know, going from appointment to appointment. And back then I was, you know, chasing a dream of, I don't even know what. I was never looking to make content creation a career. I've never wanted that. So I guess it was more about just experiencing that and seeking some sort of validation that I don't crave anymore. I am super happy to have my little show here that lets me talk to you about video games once a week for a little while. I'm incredibly lucky to have this and to have, you know, some people that like listening to it. That is amazing. And that's enough for me. I'm happy with that. I'm super happy, for my friends at the shows, and I wish you all a wonderful time. You look like you are having a blast, and that is fantastic. And maybe one day, you know, I'll get the itch to go to another one. But until then, I am very content. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook, where we go by Midlife SQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.